Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine, part two for this March 14th, 2023. You have your host, James J. Maloff, here, and I am joined right now by Lindsay Scheider. She is with Coldwell Banker Sierra Realtors, as it's time to talk real estate with her friends at Coldwell Banker. And thanks for being here, Lindsay.
Thank you for having me.
I can't help but notice you are not JR.
We probably look slightly different. Yep, JR is, I'm filling in for him. He is off enjoying the sun, so yeah. He's usually got his business suit on, and he's probably wearing a different suit today, maybe a swimsuit. So
I can just picture him in a suit on the beach, though. I can picture him doing it. And he looked good, too. He always dresses so good. He always dresses to the nines. I hope you're enjoying your break, JR. Well-deserved. And enjoy it. And thanks for sending us Lindsay. Lindsay and I hadn't met before. We're just getting to know each other in the break. It's nice to have you in studio. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah. Lindsay, I put everybody on the spot. I don't mean to do this to you, but we do like to get to know you a little bit. Can you tell us a little about yourself?
Sure. Yeah. I'm born and raised in the Wisconsin Rapids area. I am married and I have two children here. So definitely have enjoyed being a part of the real estate industry and continuing to grow and know the ins and outs of our community, you know, this community and as we, you know, the small communities that surround as well.
Yeah. What was it about real estate that made you want to get into it? And how long have you been in the real estate industry?
Geez, this is like an interview, James. What the heck?
I'm sorry. I didn't. As soon as I asked it, I'm like, oh, I'm really putting her on the spot here. I didn't mean to do that.
I have been in the industry for about 8 years. I started actually when I was at home with my children and as more of a freelance basis, project based work, and then moved into sales. So I was an agent for quite a while, and now I'm moved into a new role as the director of business development. So that role has really created some synergy with our family of companies and built an amazingly strong team across the central corridor of Wisconsin, really allowing us to service our customers and clients from the Dells, Adams Friendship, to Rome, Nakusa, all the way up here to Rapids and Stevens Point area. So we're excited to service those communities and, of course, all of the little guys surrounding, in between as well.
Oh, you're impressive, Lindsay. That is awesome. I admire that a lot. And it's something about real estate, too, and I can hear it in your voice. I don't know many people that get into this industry. They don't care about their community. They don't care about people. And it's a big part of it. It's a big part of the heart of that goes into real estate. You're helping people hopefully find a forever home, hopefully find a place that they can raise their kids in and those things. It's a personal thing. And you got to have some care in it. I can hear it in you. It shows. That's cool.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that you're hearing it. Yeah, for sure. Myself and our entire team, we definitely don't think of it. You know, it's kind of a sales job, sort of customer service, but we really think of it as like a people business. Like you had to your point, you really get to know people. And, this is one of the largest financial decisions that most people make. And having a trusted real estate advisor is really just important, not only now in this market, but, you know, in the past and in the future, too, as things change.
We're going to get into our market update in a second, but one last thing that I think you touch on there, and JR has mentioned in some ways that we don't really focus on too much because I want to get right into things with JR all the time, and I pick his brain and stuff. But it's been done so much and it's been normalized so much of buying a home, we tend to kind of just think, oh, I'm going to buy a home. And I'm not saying that people take it lightly, but I think even in the middle of it, it's not until you're in the heart of it that you really get an idea of, oh, wow, this is big. There is so much to do. I got this paperwork to sign and these things that I need to think about. And I didn't even think of this or what have you. There's so many questions or so many things, so much gray area that you can miss out on if you don't have a smart real estate person, somebody trustworthy by your side to kind of help you through this process. That's why I personally, just speaking for myself and everybody else, I trust Coldwell Banker so much. They've proven it to me and my family for one, but also the work speaks for itself. Like they've been in this, doing this for so long in an industry that is all reputation based. You know the real estate industries that don't survive because they're not around anymore because they have reputation. These guys, Coldwell Banker, have been doing this for a long time for a reason. So your realtors, a long time for a reason, because they've got a good reputation because they treat people right.
Yep.
They support their community. They back and promote it. They also do this great thing like putting up with me once a month on the air and going over these market updates. And that's what I want to do right now with you, Lindsay, if you don't mind, getting into a bit of the market update and what's going on here in Wisconsin and just in locally here in our area.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Well, you know, we are in the number of homes that have sold really have dropped significantly. And it's easy for us to assume that this change is, you know, solely based in one reason, higher interest rates. Everybody's talking about the interest rates. But at this point, it's really more about a lack of the available homes than the interest rates. Like, there are ready, willing, and able buyers that really do want to buy. And we just have that shortage of homes available for that buyer demand. So we're seeing that in the quantity sold. You know, we're down year over year about 30% in that number, which seems like, you know, a significant amount. Mm-hmm. But our average sales price is still up. We're at $178,470. So that is still a 6% year over year increase from last year. This time last year, we did have an 18 increase. So we are seeing some of those prices stabilizing, which I think is a positive thing for people that are buying and selling. There's not so much of the frenzy that we've endured over the last couple years, because that really can be stressful on both ends of the spectrum. As a buyer, it's really hard to compete. As a seller, it's overwhelming to get handfuls of offers and to try to be smart and compare and contrast those offers as they come in and make the best choice for themselves and their family.
Yeah, when I was doing my homework for the interview this weekend and looking into some of the most recent reports on the housing market and that, one of the things that stood out to me was this, and the idea that, well, this in some ways could be a good thing. It could balance the market out a bit. Mm-hmm. It's been, as you touch on, a bit over here, a bit over there.
Yep.
This could be what we kind of been expecting to have happen eventually anyway, was this balancing of the market and things evening out. Are there less properties being sold? Well, there's less properties. So, you know, of course that's going to happen, you know, math-wise. but the fact that the sale price of these, I think that's encouraging. I think that kind of, whether you are buying or selling a home or you're just interested in the industry, I think that part is going to be very encouraging.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the average sales price in our community, like I said, is up, but it's stabilizing. We've been hovering just under that $180,000 for the past 2 months. So that feels like, you know, it's only 2 months. It's not quite a trend here, but it's something to consider or maybe talk about. And it's just even talking about our time on market, days on market now, our average is 69 days. It's just slightly below last year's days on market, which is 73. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really just goes to show that the market is hungry for more homes to meet that housing demand. I mean, homes are essentially still getting snatched up very quickly.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
No, I didn't interrupt you. Sorry, you were on a roll. I didn't want to get in your way. I was going to say, just going back to the average sale price and that, and this all ties together, obviously, the average days of market, average sale price, that, you know, what we're saying here basically is start building. Let's build some homes, people. Let's get some homes built. One of the ways that, because it's interesting, you know, I'll have Mayor Blazer in tomorrow. One of the things we've talked about on air, off air, is population and keeping the population we have and increasing that population, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that Wausau, Marshfield, Stevens Point, every town around here, that is one of the main things that they are trying to do. And how do you do that? Well, there's a lot of things that add to that, but the biggest thing is having homes, having places for people to live in and such. Yep. High tide raises all boats. It's mm-hmm. the kind of thing where it doesn't just help the real estate industry. It helps the, you know, every industry in this area, the more people that we can not only keep, but bring into this area. But we can't do that if we don't have the homes. Mm-hmm. So it kind of does lead into that discussion once again. Another thing that you touched on when you were talking about quality sold, I think is really important. When it comes to any of these things, and really anything we're talking about, there is never we want a one-trick solution. Like, we want to be able to point our finger and say, this is the problem, that's it. But like most things in life, there's a lot of things to point at here. And mm-hmm. like a lot of things in life, you got three fingers pointing right back at you. it's something that it's a multi-level thing. There's a lot of layers to this subject when it comes to why are these things happening or what is going on here. I do think a lot of that comes back to, though, inventory. Mm-hmm. And the ability to have inventory. That comes down to having people to build these homes as much as having people to produce them and put the money behind them and everything. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of something that's a whole other discussion, but it is important, and I think it's noteworthy, and it's hopefully giving people out there some encouragement to maybe get more into that industry or join that industry. Construction workers out there, or people that are looking to get into looking for a good career, I can tell you that long before radio, that's where my money was made, was in construction, mm-hmm. my family and such, and it's a great profession, a great job.
Yeah,
we need more people in that industry, and we can make more houses and maybe get more people in town.
Well, and it also does seem that there's some generational changes there too. Like you know, general contractors, like some of them yeah. are retiring out of the business, right? Mm-hmm. So to your point, having some in that younger population getting into that business, because there are some times where, you know, people are looking for good quality labor work, whether it's a contractor or a plumber or whatever, that mm-hmm. sometimes are hard to find or not as available as we would like them to be as timely to get an mm-hmm. appointment or something. If they're good, they're usually booked out quite a ways.
So. We're speaking with Lindsay Scheider. She is with the Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors. We are going to take a really quick commercial break. We'll talk more with Lindsay, and let's talk real estate here on WFHR's Morning Magazine. Welcome back to Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We're speaking with Lindsay Scheider. She is with Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors. Again, thanks for being here, Lindsay.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Appreciate the time. And where do you want to pick up from where we left off?
I think we were kind of talking about inventory and just needing more houses to sell. It really just is a great time to sell. When we're talking about the sold price to list price ratio, we just are still over 100% at 101. Sellers on average are still getting just above asking price. Multiple offer situations are still happening in our market. Mm-hmm. Just a big shout out to our associates. They've been working really hard to draft competitive offers for buyers, successfully negotiate for our sellers, and use their market knowledge as really power for their customers and clients.
Yeah, it goes a long way. Again, this is the difference of doing this yourself and your partner, or maybe just you and a friend or what have you, and having a team behind you, having actual people that not only know what they're talking about, but care about this situation. They're invested, literally invested in this situation mm-hmm. for you and your mm-hmm. family. There's not many things in life that are like this, where you're making such a big purchase, such a big thing, and you have a team of people that can help you make that decision, to make the right decision and really look out for you. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying this as if buyers or sellers are looking to, you know, take advantage of you or anything like that. I think that people on a general basis are pretty see what you get and pretty, you know, open. But there's stuff that they may not even think of, that the buyer or the seller just may not even think of. It's nothing malice. It's just a matter of, hey, it's not my industry, so I didn't even think about that. But you guys over there, that's your job. That's what yep. you do. So bringing a team like Coldwell Banker in this with you and Sear Realtors, it not only is going to make this purchase more much more of a smart purchase for you and everything, but hopefully it's the last purchase, last time you have to do it if everything goes right. Maybe you have mm-hmm. this home forever.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd think real estate is really A, B to C, and it's just not. Like every transaction is very different. And it really just is very important to have a trusted professional to help you through those ins and outs and differences between, this home and that, or a different situation comes across each time, whether it has to do with home inspection findings or a lender difficulty. Really just having the years of expertise that is at Coldwell Banker Seaworth Realtors is just unmatched. And we talked a little bit about the longevity of the business, and kind of just to go back to that a little bit, like our brand is over 116 years old as far as Coldwell Banker Corporate. Our company is built on ethics and doing things the right way, and we continue to work that way to this day. And locally, our branches are, over 90 years old. So, three generation companies when we're talking about the offices in Wisconsin Rapids, office in Adams Friendship, and also the office in Rome. So we have three offices that cover, like I mentioned, the corridor of central Wisconsin. So having, that expertise of being in these markets that change and ebb and flow, and knowing how to navigate that is really important.
Boy, is that a great thing to bring up too, because we were talking about this with taxes earlier with our last guests, and every year there's new tax laws and there's things. It's important that you talk to somebody that really knows what they're doing. Ask Al Capone about that. It's really important. Really, really important. When it comes to something like this, it's very similar. Like the real estate industry is constantly evolving and changing, and may not always be about laws, but the industry itself is growing in flux. You can look at the market 1 week, and the next week it's going to be something completely different. It could be, at least. Talking to people at Coldwell Banker Seaworth Realtors, you're going to have people that are in the know that are constantly keeping up on this information. And you mentioned something else in the other conversation that we were talking about too, about drafting competitive offers for buyers. Mm-hmm. To those that don't know what that means specifically, what is it that you guys do that you excel at that so much? Because it's not the first time I've heard that, not just from you or JR, but from actual clients of yours.
Well, I can't give away the secret sauce.
I don't want to give away too many details here.
It really just comes down to when you're in a competitive situation, like how do you bring your highest and best offer? And that's looking at every single component of your offer to purchase when you, of course, on the buying side, to what does that client need, right? There might be a necessary contingency, such as a financing contingency. But when you're in competition, how can you make that look the best that you can for the other side, which of course is the seller. So even though you have that protection in place for your buyer, how can you minimize the risk to the seller and getting really creative with how we can do that? And of course, the financing contingency is just one example. Home inspection is another one, right? So a buyer really wants that protection of a home inspection, but how can you minimize the risk to the seller and really kind of essentially playing both sides of getting what you need for your person, and then also trying to make it look competitive for your seller.
I think that's one of the as an outsider, one of the cool and interesting parts of this is where you are playing both sides, and we want you to. Like, that doesn't happen very often in life, but it's one of those situations where that's exactly what you want. And I think it's part of the reason, I know it's part of the reason why people continue to go back to Coldwell Banker Seaworth Realtors. You guys do a great job of the balance of that. That is not an easy thing to balance. And more times than not, you can see people leaning one way or the other. Coldwell Banker, it's right down the line and looking to take care of both properties, both parties, and keep both people happy as they can be. It's great to be able to, but it's also just an interesting angle on things, because I don't know a lot of industries that are like that, but it's interesting part of it.
Well, and our team too, I think you touched on it, we continue to grow as our brokerages. We're really focused on supporting and training our agents to meet the demands of the changing market and the necessary tools such as creative offer drafting of this market. And another component, like we're here to talk about a market update, but just to throw it out there, if any listeners have ever considered a career in real estate, don't hesitate to reach out. We would love to expand our team and bring on fantastic people to help all of our customers and clients.
That's a great thing to know. It's good to hear. So let's talk a little bit about the spring market. I know that that is coming up. Will likely continue. It look. Are we thinking it's going to continue to hold low inventory and higher buyer demand? Or is...
So spring is, you know, I wish I had a crystal ball.
Yeah, it'd be nice. You could also tell us when it's going to get here.
Well, I was going to say, isn't it supposed to be spring soon? So right now, we're still having that low inventory, high buyer demand. We're hoping that the spring market will bring some more listings. It is a fantastic time to sell. So if people are thinking about, you know, selling their homes, there's just buyers out there for all different price ranges and different types of properties, whether it's residential homes, of course, land and commercial. So if that's something you're considering, it's a great time to, as we approach spring, get something listed. And just I guess kind of circling back of just making sure that you have that real estate expert working for you. I mean, we're literally working on your behalf just to make sure that we can reduce any stresses that are part of the home selling process. We, as agents, our agents and brokerages just really have the knowledge to help navigate our way through pricing and marketing your home correctly. We want to elicit that maximum exposure for you. And then also negotiating, right? Negotiating on in your best interest, guiding you through all of the steps of, you know, taking your home from just listed to just sold.
The knowledge part of this is so key. And so important. It's great to have people that can barter, that can help you with those things, that going back and forth or any of this, or going over your house and all the things that you need to check off before you can put it on the market. Those things are very important and helpful. But that knowledge of the industry as a whole, that an industry that's constantly growing and changing, that is that's priceless. And being able to go to somebody that you is local. You're not calling somebody in another state. You're not reaching, you know, you're not working with somebody that isn't in the same zip code as you. The part of this that I think can kind of get lost in the shuffle sometimes, and understandably, I think, is we're talking about real estate. We're talking about where you're going to live. We're also talking about where Lindsay lives, where JR lives, where, I mean, so you guys, the added investment in this, in people, it's not just the business and helping your business or your bottom line or being in the black. That stuff matters. You want to keep the lights on, certainly. But we're also talking about, you know, people that could be neighbors, people that you could go to the same school that your kids go to and everything. That's what we're dealing with on a local level here when we're talking about a real estate industry like Seward Realtors. And they get that better than I can say it. I mean, they understand that. So when they're talking about selling your home or helping you buy a home, they're not just invested in this on a business level. It's a personal level, too. They care about the people. They care about the community. It shows. And it has to show. You kind of have. It's all part of this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think just talking about the knowledge piece of it, like it goes so, I mean, of course, all of the contracts that we use are really important for us to know inside and outside and front and back. And we do, of course, know our contracts, but it just goes so much farther than that when it comes to market knowledge. And we're just constantly learning. We are doing trainings and sales meetings and all of the things just to make our people the best people that you can have when you're going into a real estate transaction, and therefore, you know, the best outcome for our customers and clients. Another thing I just wanted to mention was, you know, our brokerages are full service. We're just here for our customers and clients every step of the way. I like to joke that we're kind of the tour guides of real estate.
Yeah, it's good.
And really just helping to guide people through these tough decisions and again, be a resource no matter what the situation, right? Are you thinking about buying or selling, or you haven't really talked to a lender yet? We can be that resource to connect you with some of those trusted, again, local professionals to help make sure that the process is as smooth as possible. And of course, if it's time for you to call a real estate professional to make sure that you choose a top-notch Coldwell Banker agent, and we're ready to serve all of your real estate needs.
Before Lindsay leaves us, we'll get that information for you, how you can contact her and our friends at Coldwell Banker, Seer Realtors. Lindsay, you mentioned that you guys are always open for future real estate people, for people that may want to get into the industry. What kind of things do you think would be the skill sets that would tie into being a good real estate agent?
I think someone who is caring about others, somebody who is conscientious and on top of the details. There's a lot of details in real estate, dates and deadlines and little things, but the little things matter. So detail oriented. And of course, like our world, even I think everyone has, you know, really gone a lot with the virtual world and technology base. So some skills in that department as far as being able to navigate. We have some great platforms and software that we use to make sure that we're doing the best that we can for our customers and clients. And so having some technology ability is great as well.
Oh, that's a great note. I wouldn't have thought of that. That's a really good note to mention. And Lindsay, as we're getting ready to let you go, I did want to also mention to people that are looking, maybe if they are looking to buy a home or sell a home, is there things to keep in mind as we're getting ready for spring and maybe they want to put their home on the market? Are there some simple things they should keep in mind, or just should we just encourage them to reach out to you guys and have the conversation with you all?
Well, I mean, I think that it is sometimes property specific, you know, depending on what that property is and what it looks like, and making sure that we're just making it shine, right? Like that's our goal, is to make sure that when, you know, we're taking pictures of the property and putting that out for the public and making sure that we're getting all of the eyeballs that we can on the property, that it looks its best.
Lindsay, great getting to have you in studio here and getting to know you a little bit. Thanks so much for joining us. But you did too good of a job. You're going to have to come back. Sorry. It's your own fault, though. You did too good. Lindsay, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more and reach out to you, how can they do that?
Absolutely. So the best way is to give us a call. It's 715-424-4800, or you can reach out online, which is coalbankersiewert.com. And we would love to start the conversation and help in, you know, planning out what is right for you in the real estate world, or if it's the right time to, you know, press go.
Yeah. Thank you to JR for setting this up. We had a great time with Lindsay. Thank you for that. We're looking forward to next month and another episode of Let's Talk Real Estate with Cole Manger, Sear Realtors. Thanks, Lindsay.
Thanks, James.
We'll also have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow, everybody. We'll have Mayor Shane Blazer in with us, along with Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. And we'll talk with the Arts Council. Sally Kistner and Eric Brittenock are going to be with us, and along with Chris Cruzy, coming up tomorrow on Morning Magazine here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.